have to admit, a week ago, I didn't know anything about Switchell. But now I do, and so will you. It is the story of Sister Switchell here in Sonoma County, and Brenda Lyons is live in studio. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, folks.
Nice pleasure to have you here, along with Melanie Larson. You started Sister Switchell. Let's get to the basics first. What is Switchell?
Switchell is a cider vinegar-based beverage, almost always mixed with ginger and then some form of sweetener. And we choose honey for our Switchell. Across the nation, it's created with maple syrup, sorghum, molasses, any sweetener that essentially was available to your region in the 1700s and 1800s. So it has that.
Also, it's been around for a while. I don't know why I haven't heard of it before.
Yeah.
So you get together with Melanie Larson, and how did you two come up? You're from the East Coast, right? Originally?
Melanie's from Georgia. I'm from Ohio, and we met mountain bike racing at Lake Sonoma 17 years ago.
And thought, hey, let's create a beverage together.
We didn't. We thought about the beverage about 3 years ago, but we've been really good friends from the get-go. We started a mountain bike racing team together. We did a co-op women's network for fitness professionals before the internet really took off. So we've been involved in endeavors for several years together.
Well, I know Larry's got a question for you.
You know, when I heard we're going to have you on to talk about Switchell. First, I thought it was some brew that a witch would make, but obviously that's not the case. It's a good thing. When you guys have Santa Rosa and the North Bay pretty covered. You guys have plans to expand?
Well, goodness, there's definitely the goal to expand. We would really like to be strong in our community before we take it to Marin and the Bay Area. San Francisco folks have already asked us to come on down, and we're looking at maybe Mendocino County, Napa. But for now, we're heart and soul is right here in Sonoma County, Petaluma, Santa Rosa, Sebastopol, looking into Healdsburg next, Sonoma, and
all right.
Excited about
it. Brenda, so while you hand me the can opener there so I can open a bottle of this, Switchell,
yes,
Sister
indeed.
Switchell, tell us what's in it.
So apple cider vinegar, ginger, and honey, and we fresh press our ginger. It's ginger juice, so it's not a powder, which we take some pride in, and we have cider vinegar.
That's good.
We're partnered with Manzana, so we pick our vinegar up right out there in Grayton, and then California honey.
You know, it's very crisp. Mm-hmm. It's a very refreshing beverage, and it's good for you too, isn't it?
That's right. Our goal was to make it a refreshing and healthy beverage.
Mm.
We're all getting away from high sugar soda beverages. There's a rise in functional beverages. There's also a rise in what they call heritage beverages, which is what a Switchell is. It's a heritage beverage. It comes from the 1700s and 1800s, actually.
I really like kombucha. I'm a huge kombucha guy.
Yeah.
Are we sort of on the same strain here?
Yeah, we sort of follow in the same world. And actually, the Revive guys have been great to us, really encouraging us to keep going and inspiring us. And also the Guayaki guys. So some of our local beverage companies that have been successful have sort of fueled our inspiration by being behind us and also leading the way.
So do some people think because it's got apple cider vinegar in it, there's an alcoholic, portion and sort of, basic ingredient there? Or do you have to straighten them out on that?
Yeah, well, the folks at home don't see our bottle right now, but it is in a tall brown glass beer bottle. So
it's a beautiful bottle.
We have all sorts of folks who think it's alcoholic when we're serving it at events and tastings. And so we have to clear that up right away. But yeah, people think it's a cider. They say it's a hard cider. No, it's not a hard cider. It's a cider vinegar beverage, which is definitely
I taste
the
apple cider in it, but also the ginger, which ginger sometimes can be pretty overpowering, but not so in this case. This is very crisp and refreshing.
Yeah, well, we started 3 years ago, and it took us a year to dial in the recipe to a level that we thought was going to give every ingredient its place in the flavor. And it's there.
It's really very good. And you're going to be a part of the Santa Rosa Chamber of Commerce showcase this afternoon at the LBC.
Yes, indeed.
And I bet a lot of people will be interested in tasting this.
Yeah, we'd love to meet you there if you're attending. And if you don't already know about it, please think about it. It's a great event. We were there last year, and it's beyond a networking event. It's just a nice event to come out and get to know other people and what their businesses are.
Well, that's one of the things I'm going to be over there this afternoon from 4 to 6. We'll be broadcasting live. Okay. So you'll have to come by and when we'll talk some more at that point. But one of the things that I like about this event is that it gives us an idea about a lot of businesses that we may not otherwise be familiar with.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so it's really a great introduction to those businesses.
Yeah, we were part of the food industry group, so last year we were offered that opportunity as a new business before we were really even in the market, and that was a great opportunity for us to get to know new accounts, actually. We did wedding tastings.
Yeah,
and
I'll bet.
We got into some new businesses because of it, and we're looking forward to that next bit of networking that comes out of today.
Well, we'll check in with each other tonight, then, and we'll get you back on the air this afternoon, okay?
We look forward to it.
Okay, that is Brenda Lyons. She is with Sister Switchel along with Melanie Larson. And it's a brand new beverage. At least it's brand new to me. And it's good.
Thank you.
I like it. All right. We'll see you later on.
See you later.
That's Brenda Lyons from Sister Switchel. And give it a try if you got a chance. You might be able to later today.